time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg agriculture reporter Ilina Peng. President Trump says the government will not approve any new energy projects that he claims will hurt farmland. On his Truth Social social media platform, Trump alleges that solar and wind farms are spiking electricity prices in states that have been relying on clean energy solutions and is taking up what would otherwise be usable farmland. This comes as the Department of Agriculture announced it's ending financial support for clean energy on farmland. Certain agriculture groups and clean energy advocates say cutting the support will do more harm than good. Ilina, first of all, is clean energy causing electricity costs to go up for farms?
Well, electricity prices have certainly jumped over the last year, but the primary causes of that seem to be higher demand from things like data centers and manufacturing instead. And we are also seeing higher prices for farmland. Those have been hitting fresh highs for years. And higher demand for industrial uses, including energy, is certainly a contributing factor to that. But overall, solar panels and wind turbines take up a very, very small share of American farm acres.
I was going to say, it can't be that much of the farmland. And who's to say that somebody would be farming that land anyway?
Yeah, no, absolutely not. And we've seen a lot of farmers turn particularly their least productive land and convert that into solar panels instead, just as an added income stream for them.
Why is it that the Department of Agriculture is ending financial support for clean energy on farmland? I mean, obviously, this supports what the president says, but...
Yeah, I mean, it is part of the crackdown that we've seen broadly across clean energy projects in the Trump administration so far. But I do think there's a lot of concern from farmers and solar industry groups just because there has been farm support for solar panels as well as industry support, obviously. And farmers broadly feel as if they should be able to put solar panels on their land if they so choose to.
Yeah, the president's claiming that the solar and wind projects are, quote unquote, ruining farmland where they have been installed. How so?
Well, the thing is, the U.S. has been losing so much agricultural land in recent years to various uses. Like, some of that's just been turned into real estate. Others are going towards solar. Others just like are no longer in production. So the decline of American farmland is very, very real. And those concerns are very real. But solar panels themselves have, even though they've boomed in recent times, still take up very little of that land. And the truth is, most acres surrounding those projects on farms still remain agricultural. So say you have a farm and there's solar panels on a certain block of it, but everything around it that's more productive is still producing. And so farmers have kind of just approached solar as almost like another crop. In terms of providing steady returns at a time when maybe their actual crop prices have been more volatile than they'd like.
Yeah, it seems like the farmers are the ones in charge of their land, and they're just trying to, you know, use it the best way they can to get dollars out of it.
Yeah, so this will, I mean, it's still yet to be determined what the impacts will be longer run, but in the meantime, it seems like if farmers are interested in putting up solar panels, now they'll be less forking up significantly higher upfront costs.
Okay, so what does this have any impact on food and agriculture production?
I think it's too early to tell, but I think there's a lot of moving pieces that, I mean, certainly farmers and the industry are concerned about.
That is, and thanks very much for the reporting and for joining us, Ilina Peng with Bloomberg. She is the Bloomberg agriculture reporter. You can listen to the Bloomberg Tech and Business Report at 12:30 right here on KCBS. And for more, you can catch the Bloomberg Technology Weekdays at 8 a.m.